Longmont might not steal the limelight like Denver, Boulder or Fort Collins do with music, but we nail it when it comes to encouraging a lively creative vibe for musicians to thrive. In 2023, this town pulsated with soul when a Grammy winner graced the stage and local legends unleashed albums hotter and groovier than fresh vinyl. Tune in as we rewind to ride the sonic waves that defined Longmont's musical spirit, showcasing why this place is much more than just a town between cities. Music at McIntosh Lake harmonizes casual community and classical music. Kellen Tui and Brittany Bonner, founders of Music at McIntosh Lake, expanded their free summer concerts in Longmont, making classical music accessible. They curate innovative performances, eliminating barriers like ticket costs and dress codes. Their concerts blend music with the local landscape, drawing 200 to 300 spectators, and celebrate a blend of renowned and fresh compositions. Longmont band tops charts for Colorado artists. Longmont's Mojo Mama takes over the Roots Music Report's top 5 spots with tracks from their album, We Are One. Singer Jessica Rogalski expressed excitement about the album's growing popularity and their upcoming representation at the International Blues Challenge in Memphis. Sing a Little Tune. Firehouse Art Center welcomes songwriters. At Firehouse Art Center's monthly songwriters meetup, musicians walked in with guitars for open mic nights or sat eager to learn songcraft. Founded by artist Dwayne Wolf, it unites Longmont singers. Co-host Angel Corsi, a folk musician who mentors, looks to fly with his musical flock and craft compelling tunes. Longmont's Tim Ostick Band to celebrate new album release with special show. Tim Ostick's new album digs into the notions of growing older, wrestling with life's choices, and reckoning with time slipping away. Ostick reflects on the yonder years, pondering whether he's figured out life since his high school days. His music, a blend of folk, pop and country, dances between hope and pondering, balancing tales of loss and joy. Victory Boyd makes history with a memorable show at the St. Vrain. In Longmont's unexpected musical venue, the St. Vrain, Grammy winner Victory Boyd ignited a soulful blaze. From intimate solos to dynamic band-backed melodies, Boyd's versatility shone. Her conversational interludes forged unity, transforming a show into a shared odyssey. Her infectious joy, deep gratitude and emotional bond made for an unforgettable night, infusing Longmont with her love, faith and soulful resonance. Please come back again. We love you. Ingrid Avison's performance amidst the pages of Longmont Books. Longmont Books, a cozy space, hosted Ingrid Avison's intimate performance, blending music with books. Amidst book-filled shelves, the crowd cuddled in, embracing the unique setting. Avison's soulful tunes merged with the wisdom of books, creating a magical, shared experience in an unexpected venue. Come Feel the Fable with Fabula, by Angel Corsi. Angel Corsi, Longmont's musical ace, released his EP, Fabula, weaving tales of life's intricacies in 6 moving tracks. His narratives delve into childhood, family and self-discovery, unraveling a raw, honest saga. Labeling his style as folk noir, Corsi captivates with shades of empathy and complexity, urging introspection and connection. Local pianist sees music as a universal language of diversity and inclusivity. Longmont-based pianist Ala Jala, rooted in her Hong Kong upbringing, bridges cultures through music, offering free concerts celebrating diversity. Her recent piano album, A New Beginning, marks a transition into recording, complementing her commitment to teaching and her passion for inclusivity in music. A sold-out performance by the Tim Ostick Band at New Release Show. The Tim Ostick Band's sold-out album release show unfolded in a rustic barn, weaving music into an intimate setting. Their songs, like Lively Rivers, embraced pop, folk and country, inviting a spirited dance. With a picturesque sunset and heartfelt connections, it became a downright fun night of camaraderie and music. Local grassroots grows from living room concerts to festivals. Rail live music community began with house concerts, evolving into Rail on the River Festival, fostering community and music bonds. Their growth led to Rail Arts, a nonprofit backing musical gatherings, culminating in a vibrant festival celebrating camaraderie and shared musical passion. Former bandmates reunite for local show. Local musicians Adam Perry and Clay Rose reunite for a concert at Oscar Blues in Longmont. Their friendship, forged at Naropa University, led Perry to drum for Gasoline Lollipops. While short-lived, Perry's impact helped the band soar, and their enduring bond promises an unpredictable, passionate performance. Longmont band Booster to release album with Sound Story. Longmont's Booster duo band unveiled Pteroglyphs, a conceptual instrumental album with a narrative storyline. Mike Lehman and Alex Vorey craft a genre-defying sound they call metamorphic rock, blending jazz, funk and rock elements. Their deliberate recording approach diverges with post-pandemic norms, emphasizing clarity and variety while carving a unique musical path.